This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today, James Smith. He is with James and James Furniture, co-founder. James, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
How do you stay motivated and focused with all the demands of your position?
You know, it's tricky. It really is. And it's definitely, you know, after 5 years of doing this, you do have those moments where you feel burnt, you know, and burnt out and just tired. So I think, you know, first of all, just, you know, taking care of yourself, because you can kind of really rush and work really hard and work yourself, you know, tired for the first year, 2 years or so. But then after that, you really have to kind of set yourself at a more manageable pace. I think also just is keeping things exciting. So I view, as I'm looking at growth opportunities, I view each of those growth opportunities as a little business of its own inside of the business. Because sometimes it's hard, you know, a lot of people that entrepreneurs that start businesses, they're excited about that entrepreneurial thing. And when it gets to the size where you're trying to manage people calling in sick and this and that, you know, and just all the mundane things of running a business, you know, that's not what entrepreneurs want to do, you know? And so, you know, but you have to do that. It's part of the job. So figuring out how to build a team that can handle a lot of those things, but then also have entrepreneurial pursuits inside of the business, I think is the best way to describe it. So there's still those things that are excited and growing and maturing, but they're a part of the larger turning machine.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that. So what about finding balance in life? What do you do, or what do you recommend for finding a time to take a break without affecting the business, but also making you refresh and revitalize?
I think it's just realizing that, you know, I think a lot of entrepreneurs need to realize that they're not that important. If they really have systems set up and a really good team in place, we like to lie to ourselves and be like, well, if I left, everything would just go horribly wrong. And we use that as an excuse to like not take, you know, take care of ourselves and take proper time. But in reality, everything will be just fine. If you have the right, if you have good organization, good systems in place and good people, you can take those breaks. And I think it's great to take those breaks, because sometimes you feel trapped and, oh, I got to be here or things aren't going to go well. And then to say, the next 2 weeks, I'm turning my phone off and I'm going on vacation and spending time with my family. And to come back from that and say, oh, everything's running fine. You guys didn't, you know, you didn't need me or whatever, is really good. You know, and it forces you also to set up those systems. You know, there's, we really view our business as being, we want to set it up so that we could clone it and franchise it and it would run just fine. We have no intent of ever doing that. But if we can do that, then it shows that our systems don't rely on, you know, secret knowledge, they rely on, you know, actual systems and you know, you do this, you pull this report, whatever. And so just having things set up so that you don't have to worry about things there, you know, but really just not believing that lie that, you know, if you're not there, things aren't going to be,
that's great.
You know, they're not, they're going to be fine. And you got to take care of yourself or you're not going to be effective.